Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Four Pillars of Investing, Second Edition, Lessons for Building a Winning Portfolio by William Bernstein, is a practical guide to constructing a durable investment strategy in a world filled with noise, salesmanship, and uncertainty. Rather than promising shortcuts, Bernstein argues that long-term success is built on understanding a few foundational ideas and applying them consistently. The book is organized around four pillars that shape investor outcomes: theory, history, psychology, and the business of investing. Together, these pillars explain not only how markets work in broad strokes, but also how investors repeatedly undermine themselves through poor behavior and how the financial industry can amplify those mistakes. Written in an accessible, teaching-oriented style, the book links core concepts such as diversification, risk, and expected return with real-world constraints like fees, taxes, and product incentives. The result is a roadmap for readers who want a sensible portfolio plan grounded in evidence and discipline, not hype. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the pillar of theory, risk, return, and the logic of diversification. Bernstein frames investing theory as the set of ideas that explains why different assets earn different expected returns and why diversification is the closest thing investors have to a free lunch. A central lesson is that higher expected returns generally require accepting higher risk, and risk is not just day-to-day price movement, but the possibility of disappointing long-term outcomes. From this perspective, a portfolio should not be built around forecasts or hot sectors, but around a deliberate mix of asset classes whose risks differ. The book emphasizes broad exposure to equities for growth, balanced by safer assets such as high-quality bonds or cash-like instruments to control volatility and reduce the chance of panic selling. It also highlights the importance of correlation, since two risky assets can still reduce overall risk if they do not move together. Theory becomes actionable when it pushes readers towards simple, diversified allocations, periodic rebalancing, and a focus on long-term expected return rather than short-term performance. By grounding decisions in first principles, investors can avoid overconfidence and replace impulse with an understandable plan they can stick with during market stress. Secondly, the pillar of history, markets reward. Patience but punish forgetfulness. Historical perspective in the book serves as a reality check against the seductive idea that the recent past will repeat neatly. Bernstein uses market history to show that severe drawdowns, long stretches of underperformance, inflation shocks, and regime changes are normal features of investing life. The point is not to memorize dates, but to internalize that markets can be brutal for longer than most investors expect, and that survival requires preparing for unpleasant scenarios. History also illuminates how different asset classes behave across environments. Stocks tend to beat inflation over long horizons, but can suffer deep crashes, while high-quality bonds can stabilize portfolios, yet may struggle when inflation is high. Another historical lesson is that bubbles and manias are recurring, and they often feel rational while they are happening because narratives are powerful and social proof is convincing. By looking backward honestly, readers can calibrate return expectations, appreciate the role of diversification across both domestic and international markets, and understand why a plan must be robust to surprises. The historical pillar encourages humility, patience, and a willingness to hold course when headlines and peer pressure demand action. Thirdly, the pillar of psychology, the investor is often the greatest risk. Bernstein treats investor behavior as a primary determinant of outcomes, sometimes more important than asset selection. Psychological pitfalls include overconfidence, performance chasing, loss aversion, and the tendency to mistake a good story for a good investment. In practice, these biases lead to buying after prices rise, selling after prices fall, and constantly changing strategies, all of which can convert market volatility into permanent loss. The book pushes readers to separate emotions from portfolio management by adopting rules that reduce the need for judgment under stress. Examples include setting an allocation aligned with true risk tolerance, rebalancing on a schedule or within bands, and using simple diversified vehicles rather than concentrated bets that intensify regret. Bernstein also highlights the challenge of accurately knowing one's own risk capacity until a real bear market arrives, which is why conservative planning and gradual adjustments can be wiser than aggressive positioning. This pillar ultimately argues that a successful strategy must be psychologically sustainable. A portfolio that is optimal on paper but impossible to hold through downturns is not optimal for the real investor living with fear, news, and social comparison. Fourthly, the pillar of the business of investing, incentives, fees, and product pitfalls, a major strength of the book is its candid discussion of the financial industry as a business with incentives that often diverge from investor interests. Bernstein explains how high fees, sales loads, and complex products can erode returns and increase risk without providing commensurate benefits. He encourages readers to recognize marketing techniques that frame investing as entertainment or as a search for hidden genius, when the more reliable edge for most people is cost control and discipline. The business pillar highlights the importance of understanding how advisors are compensated, how mutual funds and other vehicles are structured, and how taxes and turnover affect real returns. It also underscores that sophistication is frequently sold as a feature even when it adds fragility and opacity. In response, the book steers readers toward transparent, low-cost, broadly diversified funds and a do-it-yourself mindset when appropriate. For those who do want advice, it suggests seeking arrangements that reduce conflicts and prioritize planning, behavior coaching, and long-term allocation decisions. This pillar helps investors protect themselves from becoming the product in someone else's revenue model. Lastly, building the winning portfolio, practical allocation, rebalancing, and staying the course, pulling the four pillars together, Bernstein focuses on the mechanics of building and maintaining a portfolio that can endure decades. The emphasis is on aligning the asset mix with personal goals, time horizon, and genuine tolerance for loss, rather than maximizing returns in a vacuum. A winning portfolio is described as diversified across major asset classes, mindful of costs and taxes, and designed to reduce the likelihood of catastrophic behavioral errors. Rebalancing is presented as a key maintenance tool that enforces buying low and selling high by returning allocations to targets after markets move. The book also supports simplicity. A small number of broad funds can often achieve the diversification that many investors try to replicate with a cluttered collection of overlapping holdings. Another practical theme is setting realistic expectations so that normal volatility is not mistaken for failure. By anticipating drawdowns, planning for uncertainty, and focusing on controllable variables like savings rate, fees, and allocation, readers can improve the odds of meeting long-term objectives. The portfolio becomes less a prediction machine and more a resilient system built to function under a wide range of market conditions. In conclusion, this book is best for individual investors who want a rational framework for managing money, including beginners who are overwhelmed by financial media and experienced investors who suspect their results are being undermined by behavior, costs, or complexity. It can benefit the reader's life by replacing anxiety and reactive decision-making with a durable process, understand the sources of risk and return, learn from history's recurring surprises, protect yourself from psychological traps, and minimize the drag created by fees and conflicted incentives. Those habits extend beyond investing by encouraging patience, humility, and a focus on what can be controlled. Compared with many similar investing books that lean on market predictions, stock-picking anecdotes, or trendy tactics, Bernstein's approach is worth buying because it is foundational and repeatable. The four-pillar structure makes it easier to diagnose what is going wrong when a strategy feels shaky, whether the issue is unrealistic expectations, poor diversification, emotional decision-making, or costly products. Readers come away not with a single magic allocation, but with the tools to build a personal portfolio plan they can maintain through both booms and crashes. If you would like to support William Bernstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.